Good morning. You've tuned into The Morning Show here on 88.5 KRFY. This is Panhandle Community Radio. I'm Jack Peterson. Lonesome Jack up here this morning without a co-host. Jim is off this week. He'll be back next week, I'm almost certain. But not so lonesome that I'm truly alone here in the studio. This morning, we'll be talking to Erica Bates, the president of the SHS Grad Night Parent Committee, about graduation night here in Sandpoint, which is coming up. Believe it or not, it's already that time of year. But let's see. Well, before I introduce you properly, Erica, let me run down the weather here. Looking ahead at the weekend, looks like we have a pretty nice weekend coming ahead. Coming ahead. Yeah. Okay. It is today. The high is 68 degrees, and it is going to be sunny. It is a little windy out there right now, although it looks like that's going to persist, but maybe die down a little bit. The northeast wind will be 5 to 7 miles an hour tonight, mostly clear and down to 36 degrees. Tomorrow, a high of 72 tomorrow.
Okay.
Sunny as well tomorrow, and it looks like that breeze continues. And then mostly sunny on Saturday is the latest forecast. Light and variable wind, a high of 73 degrees. Then starting to cloud up on Saturday night. Sunday still warm, high of 71, but a 30% chance of showers, particularly after 11 a.m. as the weather rolls in. But not too much weather. It looks like the beginning of next week, at least this forecast says it's going to be nice as well. Mostly sunny, highs in the 60s on Monday and Tuesday. Yeah, but some rain in the forecast, but mostly sun. That's what's coming up.
Wonderful.
Here this weekend. This is good weather, yes. Okay. Well, see, usually Eric and I have a co-host, and we banter a little bit.
Yeah.
We talk okay. About, you know, whatever's on our mind. How about this? Do you know what time school starts? The high school starts
8:05.
Okay, so it's not yet 8:05.
Okay.
So we probably have some parents in the car right now.
Yes.
Yes, who are going to be very interested in this conversation. the topic is grad night,
yes.
Graduation night.
Yep.
Your official title is president of the SHS Grad Night Parent Committee.
Yes, sir.
And does that mean if you're on the parent committee, that means you have a child who's in the graduating class this year?
Not necessarily.
Oh, okay.
No, and we will take parents with children of any age. We're actually trying to push the underclassmen and even middle school parents to get involved now because grad night is such a large undertaking and senior parents have so much going on already with the end of the year stuff, preparing for their kiddo to graduate college or next steps. We really want to get those junior parents, sophomore, freshman, and I even have some parents with eighth graders that are in this year. So
cool.
Yeah, we take parents with kids of any ages.
And they will be, and therefore they're going to, I mean, hopefully come back year after year and kind of learn the ropes as things are going on.
Yeah, I took over last year as president, and I'm going to be doing it until my youngest graduates, and he's in seventh grade. So I'll be doing it for the next 6 years.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Before we go too far, let's mention the big event tomorrow night.
Yes.
Not grad night, but what are the details of the Red, White, and Bulldog party that's happening tomorrow night?
Yes, it is our banquet and auction. Doors open tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. It'll be held at the Heartwood Center. They are hosting us. We have incredible stuff lined up. We've got an 8-course buffet with gourmet food from Chef Jeff McGee, and then he is joined by guest chef Junior Solis. I don't know if you know Junior.
Yeah.
He is going to be helping out with us tomorrow in our food. We're going to have, drinks. We've got a couple of select cocktails we'll be auctioning off, beer, wine, non-alcoholic drinks. We've got dessert raffles, silent auctions, door prizes, live auctions, a lot of really awesome stuff for tomorrow.
Cool. Okay, that's a banquet tomorrow night, and the proceeds go to SHS Grad Night.
Yep.
Okay. We'll talk more a little bit about that the party that's going to happen tomorrow night as the show goes on. But I guess right now, let's talk about where those proceeds go. What is grad night? And I mean, besides the night that students celebrate their graduation.
Yeah, absolutely. So grad night offers a power alternative. It's a fully supervised, substance-free event that keeps our students safe while giving them a night to remember. It's really a celebration of the community coming together, saying, we see you, we support you, and we congratulate you for graduating. It's a big deal getting your high school diploma. And with grad night here, anyways, it's been happening since 1974. So it's a tradition that happens every year. And it's keeps the kids off the streets and celebrates them. And it's entirely community funded. We raise funds each year to support that graduating class. This year, we have 230 seniors. So we're trying to raise a lot of money to give them a pretty spectacular celebration.
Where does it take place?
Typically, the fairgrounds hosts us. So they donate their facilities, and they did that again for us this year. So
nice. Well, let me ask you a personal question. Did you go to a grad, like a parent-hosted grad night party yourself?
Yes, I'm from Clark Fork.
Me too.
Yeah, really?
That's awesome. I'm not from Clark Fork, but yes, I did go to a grad night party too. Yeah.
So in Clark Fork, the kids actually put it on. So seniors are responsible for hosting their own party and raising their own funds for grad night. It's a little bit easier in Clark Fork. My graduating class was like 22 kids, so it's a much different experience than, you know, hosting a party for 230 kids.
Yeah.
But yeah, yep.
Ours was a lock-in at the high school itself.
It's very similar. Yeah. So grad night, senior all-nighter, they're kind of one and the same. Mm-hmm. We don't do it at the high school anymore, just so the kids can have a little bit more independence from school. Mm-hmm. By the time they graduate, they're kind of wanting to move away from the school. Having it at their fairgrounds also gives us much better parking and an open space for the kids to be. We bring in a lot of activities for them, so it's just a little bit more open for us.
Is it all a big surprise, or the things you can tell us about what's going to happen on grad night?
Yeah, we have a lot going on. A couple of things that we've told the seniors about, so it won't be spoilers, is we're going to have a photo booth. We have a mechanical bull this year. Every year, the art teacher from Sandpoint High School, Zabe, she does a sip and paint with the kids. So she's coming back again to do that with us this year. We've got a bounce house that the kids absolutely love. You'd be surprised at how many seniors want to get in that bounce house and have a good time. So that's pretty cool. We have a basketball half court. Esports is going to come in and do a whole video game room. We've got a movie theater room. We've got a lot of fun stuff.
Cool. How long does it do? Or I guess when does grad night start? How long does it go?
Yeah.
Is it an all-nighter?
It used to be, and now we start the checkout process at 2:30 in the morning. So it starts right after graduation. The parents will pretty much leave immediately from Memorial Field, head over to the fairgrounds. We get all of the finishing touches ready to go, and then we open the doors at 9:30. But we tell our seniors, as soon as you're done with your family photos, saying thank you, to get changed and then head on over, because you want to get in line when the doors open.
Yeah. I'm glad it's not an all-nighter.
Yes.
I sort of remember mine, and I just remember in the morning, everybody was just exhausted.
Yes.
We were just looking for a place to, like, lie down.
Yeah, which we have a lot of lounge spaces now. We've been collecting furniture. Our theme this year is decades, so we're having a lot of fun with the theme for the decorations. But we're going to have lots of couches and, you know, comfy things for the kids to hang out on. But, yeah, we start the checkout process at 2:30. The biggest thing is keeping them off the roads in that witching hour, so which is, you know, from 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. So we want them safe between that time frame, and then we'll check them out.
Cool. I guess, do you want to talk kind of about the reason that this exists, as opposed to, you know, I guess just letting the kids go and have a organize their own party, yeah, which I suppose is the way it used to be.
And you know, last year I will note we had the highest recordance of attendance for mm-hmm. seniors. So we had 216 out of the 220 that graduated mm-hmm. attend grad nights. So it wasn't enough kids to make a party that didn't show up. So, yeah. Which is our goal. Graduation evening is statistically the highest risk night of the year for teens when it comes to deaths related to underage drinking and driving. So the main goal for grad night is to keep our kiddos safe and alive, frankly.
Mm-hmm. This is pretty widespread. I mean, this is not a Sandpoint thing only. I grew up in Minnesota. It's kind of the norm there,
yes.
I think.
Yep.
It's pretty much everywhere.
Yep. Since the mid-1970s, rural communities have come together to put on grad nights of various types and activities, but here it's pretty special because it's been happening every year since 1974, and it's entirely community funded while being independent from Sandpoint High School. So we get to do a lot of really unique things with our grad night.
This is not your first one?
No, my eldest son graduated last year, and so I took over last year, and it was my first year. It was kind of crazy, but we are getting everything collected this year to make it bigger and better than last year. And I had really great feedback. We did a phenomenal job with the time that we had to prepare for grad night. Mm-hmm. We only had about 3 months to prepare last year, so we did great things with what we had time for. But this year, we're just trying to do, like every year, bigger and better through the years that I'll be taking this on.
What is your involvement, especially like on graduation night? What do you do? What do the parents do?
Well, we have a lot going on. So mm-hmm. we need between 85 and 120 volunteers for the night of to make a smooth sailing ship. Mm-hmm. I'm Mrs. Fix-It, so I run around everywhere mm-hmm. and make sure that everybody has what they need. All of my volunteers are supported, but also the kids are having a good time and making sure everything runs smoothly for the kids so they just see the party, not the interworkings of what's happened back of the house. And then my vice president, she handles all of our store. So where all the kids get their gifts, she is locked in the store all night long. She doesn't see anything else. And then I handle the rest.
Yeah. And this is, it's a parent organized thing.
Yes.
It is not, it's not like teachers are going to be there.
There's some. Oh, okay. One of my treasurers is mm-hmm. The office lady for Sandpoint High School. Mm-hmm. And then we have a lot of teachers actually with graduates this year. So I have five mm-hmm. or six teachers on my committee this year. And I have reached out to every single school in the LPOSD school district and let them know, hey, we would love to see you volunteer for the night. Here's the link to sign up. You get to, you know, be a part of the kids' last school party. So mm-hmm. hopefully we'll get a lot of the school administration in this year being mm-hmm. able to hang out with the kids. Because it truly is the last time that the graduating class is guaranteed to be together.
Yeah. It's a special time, that graduation.
Yes.
How do the kids, you've done it once before, mm-hmm. I guess, how do the kids... how do the kids interact with the teachers after post-graduation? You know, is there yes. still sort of a, do they start to get a little rebellious?
No, there's great camaraderie. So it's interesting. The last month of school, everybody comes together, especially the senior class. Kids that haven't talked to each other in 5, 6, 7 years will mm-hmm. come and rekindle those relationships. Everybody kind of puts their differences aside so that they can spend that time together. Because I think we have a big realization with the kids of like, oh, I may never see this person again, or, mm-hmm. oh, I actually did like this teacher that gave me a hard time because they pushed me to be better, or whatever the reason is. We do bingo, and it's an interactive bingo with grad night, and the kids love it. If they get a bingo, essentially they get raffle tickets to put in for an additional prizes to their gifts, but it's... To do the bingo, you have things like go find a volunteer and do 10 jumping jacks or tell them your favorite memory in school. So it's getting the kids to hang out with everybody for the night of, and they seem to really love it. Last year it was a big hit, so I think it'll be a big hit this year too. And that helps the kids interact with all of the volunteers, including teachers.
Yeah. We're talking to Erica Bates. She's president of the SHS Grad Night Parent Committee, who puts on the annual big party for the graduating class of Sandpoint High School. And this year it will be at the fairgrounds, as it usually is, but also as a fundraiser for that event, they're hosting tomorrow night on Friday, April 25th, the Red, White, and Bulldog Banquet at the Heartwood Center. Doors at 5:30, dinner at 6:30, and proceeds go to this grad night, the grad night celebration. With prizes, let's see, I won, when I graduated from high school at grad night, I won a television with a little TV with, I think, a built-in DVD player.
What year did you graduate, if you don't mind me asking?
I do mind you asking. No, I don't really. Wow. I graduated in 2005.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
That means I must be, this is my 20th graduation.
Yeah, it is. Oh.
I haven't gotten a letter or anything.
Wow.
About
a
reunion. Oh, boy. Okay. Well, anyway. So that's what I got.
Yeah.
How about yourself?
I actually didn't attend my formal grad night.
What? And now you think you can be the president?
Yes, I did not attend mine.
Okay.
My invitation got rescinded, so now, you know, I'm trying to do...
Oh, you're making it up.
Yes, okay. Do good now. No, but really, for the kiddos last year and this year, we actually have them fill out a survey of things that they would like to see at grad night, whether that be gifts, food, drinks, prizes, activities, games, whatnot. Mm-hmm. And then we take those surveys and curate, you know, when we go shopping, if we see TVs are big on that list, we're going to get a lot of TVs. But every senior gets a gift of their choice.
Cool.
So we have 230 seniors, so we're going to be buying about 250, 260 gifts, and they're all going to be packages. So if it's a single high-value item like a laptop, AirPods, TVs, you're only going to get that item. But if there's, you know, camping kits, it's going to be a whole setup for you to be able to go camping. Same with dorm essentials. So everything is kind of a package, and each kid gets a gift. We have e-bikes. That was a big hit last year. We kind of have something for everyone, and we're able to have something for everyone because those kiddos fill out those surveys telling us exactly what they want to see, because it is their party and we want to make sure that they are getting what they want.
This is very cool. This sounds expensive to me, though.
It is.
Okay.
It is.
A lot of money needs to be raised.
Yes.
Okay.
$60,000 is our goal for this year. That breaks down to $260 per senior, which is not a lot of money when you break it down, when we're buying them things like laptops and futons and beds and, you know, couches and whatnot. But I'm hoping to take $20,000 of that $60,000, spend it on the party. So all the interworkings of vendors that we have to bay, food, our coffee bar, all of those types of things, and then take $40,000 and spend it directly on gifts. I am a very savvy shopper, so with $40,000 in gifts, I know that I can get at least $60,000 in value by just shopping the upcoming sales. So that's our hope. It is absolutely obtainable, especially if we get people to show up tomorrow to our banquet.
Okay, well, there you have it. We know it's a good cause, the banquet tomorrow night. Well, let's talk more about the banquet after we take a short musical break. Okay, now I have a decision to make. Do we play that really old?
I think so. It's a classic, and so is Grad Night.
Yeah, okay. Here we go. We'll be back in a couple of minutes talking more about graduation night, and especially about this, the banquet that's coming up tomorrow night with Erica Bates, president of the SHS Grad Night Parent Committee. Here's an appropriate song that some of you may remember by The Arbors. This is Graduation Day from 1967. We'll be back here on The Morning Show, 88.5 KRFY, in just a minute.
Graduation Day. Graduation Day. It's a time for joy, a time for tears, a time we'll treasure. Graduation Day. graduation day. Though we leave in sorrow.
It's the morning show here on 88.5 KRFY. I'm Jack Peterson, and that was The Arbors with Graduation Day, the big hit out of 1967. All right. Erica Bates is here with me. She's the president of the SHS Grad Night Parent Committee. We're talking generally about graduation and high school and stuff, but also we're talking about the Red, White, and Bulldog Banquet, which yes. is tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's talk about what goes on, I guess, at if somebody is interested in going to this, but maybe they're on the fence. They're
yes.
not sure they're going to come.
Okay.
What's the reason?
So the Red, White, and Bulldog Banquet, it's more than just a fundraiser. It's a community statement of belief in our young people. And I feel very strongly about that. We are a truly an all-inclusive community-funded event because it's not just for a sport or just for an academic. It is everybody that is graduating, all walks of life, all interests. We are essentially giving the kids the first look at what it is like to be involved in our community starting the moment they turn 18 and graduate high school. And that's why I feel very strongly about this banquet in particular, because everybody that shows up, the kids are going to see who is there to support them. And every aspect of how you spend money tomorrow at our banquet goes directly to our fundraising efforts. Our goal for tomorrow night is to raise $30,000. And I do think that it'll happen if we get people to show up. We are limited on seating. We can only seat 220 guests. So our tickets, we're really trying to pre-sale. That way we know how much food to prepare for everybody tomorrow. But like I said, every aspect is going to support us. So it doesn't matter if you only come just for dinner and do not bid on anything else. You don't buy a centerpiece or get any drinks or do a silent or live auction. If you come and just eat dinner with us, you are supporting Grad Night.
Cool. Let's see. And your support, you're encouraging the pre-sale so
yes.
that you don't
Please.
End up wasting any food or anything.
Yes,
no?
exactly. Because mm-hmm. we are community funded, we want to yeah. make sure that we are fiscally responsible with the mm-hmm. money that we raise. So if we can get those pre-sale tickets in, that's going to help us to determine how much food to purchase today for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. The night includes live music.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
From the Accidentals.
Friends of the station, the Accidentals.
Yes.
They played on these airwaves before, but mm-hmm. Not since, I think, last May or,
yes.
or early June, and then
yep.
went their separate ways.
Yes, they're coming back. They're making a comeback just for us tomorrow night.
Very cool.
Yes.
Okay.
We're very happy to have them. They've actually played at the Heartwood Center before, so they're mm-hmm. familiar. They've done fundraisers for POAC. They actually played at the festival last year, too, which was super exciting. But mm-hmm. they are going to be coming back to help us out tomorrow.
this is a band of... It started as a high school band. They're
yes.
no longer in high school,
no.
But they are...
One band member is. She's a senior this year.
Oh, cool.
Yes, Maddie. She is playing the piano,
mm-hmm.
and she's a senior this year. My son, who's plays the saxophone, he was a senior last year, and then there's a couple more that graduated, and I think they're bringing in a couple extras for tomorrow.
Okay. I know that Will Clark... was mm-hmm. in the Accidentals, and he hosted a program here on
yes.
88.5 KRFY. He was our last host of CP at 3, the Cedar Post at 3 o'clock, when he was in high school,
very
which he no
cool.
longer is. Yeah. Anyway, and a member of the band. So the Accidentals tomorrow night playing at the banquet. That's
yes.
going to be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time.
You've got, what else? Live auction desserts.
Yes, we have several dessert opportunities. So we will have buy it now desserts at the end of our buffet lines. Mm-hmm. We will have desserts for silent auction, and then our extra special desserts will be live auctioning.
Mm-hmm.
If you're lucky, we might come around to your table and offer you some desserts while you dine as well.
Cool.
I'll be doing that.
Okay.
So you might see me bug you about buying some desserts tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
But we have desserts from every baker, really, in Bonner County and beyond. We have people that are making runs to Spokane because there was bakeries that heard about what we are doing tomorrow in Spokane that said, hey, we want to support. Let's make you some stuff. So lots of good sweets. We have, like I said, drinks, beer, wine. We will have a few select specialty cocktails that we'll be auctioning off at tables while our guests dine. We are going to have door prizes. You can buy door prize tickets when you come in. And we have silent live auctions. Our live auctions, we've got some incredible items that we have up for live auction, including a piece of Laughing Dog history. They donated their boat that they had up in the beer hall over there at Laughing Dog. So we'll be live auctioning that off tomorrow, which is very cool. And it's fully functioning. It's awesome. It's a wooden boat.
Wow.
But yeah, we've got a lot of really neat stuff that we are auctioning off.
Okay. Okay, you say this is a banquet. It occurs to me I should ask about the dress code.
Dress to your comfort level. However, we will be dressing formal because we want to show our appreciation for the people that are coming and spending money. It is a formal attire event, but you can dress however you feel comfortable. Whatever gets you in the door, we'll take you.
Okay, you mentioned, the boat. Any other important... auction items you want to throw out there?
We have lots of experiences. We have guided adventures. We have private chef classes, including one by Junior Solis. He donated a sushi class making for 10 people. We have a couple of other private chef experiences. My husband, John Bates, at Bleeding Hearts Tattoo Emporium is raffling off a full-day session, which is a pretty high-dollar value. Cody Alford, if any of our listeners are familiar with Cody, he is doing an in-home training, survival training for a family. That's a $4,000 value. We have a lot of really incredible live auction items.
Wow. A full-day session.
Yes.
Okay, at a tattoo parlor. Tell me about this. This is not my world. Oh, what do you... He could cover the whole human body in a day, couldn't he? Or how much... What does a day get you in terms of real estate
John,
on the body?
It gets you a lot because his books, for several years, he was booked out 2 years in advance and his books were closed. So we never offered a full day for any of our fundraising efforts. Yeah. We do a lot. Our business does a lot in the community.
Yeah.
So we will do small gift cards, but this is an exclusive to Grad Night. We have never offered this opportunity. So John takes one client a day and he tattoos from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. So on a daily basis, that's what he does.
Okay.
And we're going to auction off a full day with him. So for any of our regular clients, this is a big deal, especially for anybody that's wanted to get tattooed by John, but has been unable to do so because his books were closed. Now is their chance to get in with him.
What could it, take a look at me here. Okay, what could
you're
I
a big
get
guy,
in
though.
About yeah, in about a day? How much, what could he cover? What could he put on me?
It depends on the style. You know, if we were doing traditional, then we could get a lot done. But if you wanted hyper-realism portraiture, for example, I have a portrait on my leg that took 45 hours, and it's an 8x10. It's the size of a sheet of paper. So it really depends on the style, but it gets you a lot in terms of if you know John and his work, it's a pretty big deal. But back to Grad Night, we have a lot of incredible items that are, you know, going to be up for silent and live auction. Pretty much every business downtown has donated in some capacity or another to our silent auction. We have about 100 items that we'll be having up for silent auction, and we have roughly a dozen for live auction, including the Sandpoint High School woodworking class built a chicken coop. It's big and beautiful. It will be there available for preview tomorrow at our event. We have chicken feed as well, donated from Woods Feed and Grain. We have pretty much something for everyone. The metalworks class at Sandpoint High School, they donated a phenomenal, it's molded between like driftwood and then metal that they welded onto the driftwood to make a coat rack. It's beautiful. We have a lot of very unique, exclusive to Grad Night donations that are going to be happening tomorrow.
That's cool that the kids are getting involved.
Yes, they're so excited. The I got an email last night, actually, from a kiddo that's not a senior that wants to get involved and asked if she could come help set up tomorrow because she doesn't have school. Rather than doing anything else on a weekend, she's got a three-day weekend, she says, I want to help with grad night. I see what you're doing. Your Instagram looks really cool. Let me help. That's what she said in her email. So it's super awesome.
Okay, the event is the Red, White, and Bulldog Banquet.
Yes, sir.
Where do people go to get their tickets?
It is online, so tickets are pre-sale. If you go to our Facebook page, you're going to see it all over our social media, where you can just follow that link. But it is zephy.com/Red, White, and Bulldog Banquet. But go into our Facebook, works great. It's also on the school newsletter, and it's on our Instagram too, so you can find us kind of all over.
Do you have other events in between anything else that between now and grad night?
So far this year we have hosted about a dozen restaurant takeovers, and that's wonderful because the restaurant makes money and we make money. They gave us a percentage of sales, so we've been all over, from Kwani's to Server Burger to the Powder Hound and many other restaurants. Smokesmith hosted us as well. They're going to be hosting us at the end of May. I believe it's May 22nd for a pint takeover. On May 2nd, McDuff's Beer Hall is hosting us for a pint takeover, where we'll be getting $1 per pint of beer sold. Each restaurant does it a little different, and we are so grateful for the support from all the restaurants and businesses that we get for our takeovers. For Lost in the 50s, we'll be downtown. We've got a booth. We're going to be selling our infamous quad segment raffle tickets. Those are incredible raffle tickets. They're 5 for $1, or for $20, you get 5 tickets.
Quad segment raffle tickets?
Yes. What is, quad, not as in the four-wheeler, but as in there's four sections that you can choose on one raffle ticket. We have a full beef that we are raffling off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, packaged, wrapped, butchered, everything. We've got Sailing Around Sandpoint, which is a sailboat tour for 6, I believe, out in Hope, which also includes a 2-night stay in Dover at one of the bungalows and a 5-course meal for 8 people at Dish at Dover Bay. So that's one package. We have 3 loads of gravel with 3 different accessories that'll go with those loads of gravel, and those are delivered and spread as well. And then we have Sporting Round Spokane. We have lots of different sporting tickets, including, I believe it's 5 tickets for 5 dates at Spokane Indian Games. So that's baseball.
Yeah. Okay. Or the, okay. Yeah.
And then,
I'm going to make sure of that.
Yes. Yeah. It's one of the sporting teams.
Right.
I'm not very sports savvy, but we also have 4 tickets for the Chiefs games for the upcoming season as well.
Okay. That's hockey. And yes, it is the Spokane Indians.
Indians
is the baseball
for baseball. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Boy, I'm embarrassed that I didn't know that.
And that's a package too. So we have 4 packages on one raffle ticket. And essentially, you just pick the package that you want. It gives you more bang for your buck that way because you have more options. We were trying to get an option for any walk of life to be able to purchase a raffle ticket. So.
Cool. Yeah, I like the... You're very, very creative. 3 loads of gravel I could use.
Yes,
I like
that. So one, we'll do call 3 winners, and each winner will get a load of gravel delivered and spread, and a choice of an accessory. So if you're in Sagal, we would give you the cat rental, where the cat store in Sagal, they're giving you a skid steer rental for a day. We got, and then we have like a lawn fertilization from Lawn Co. And then the final accessory is a stump grinding from Apex.
Ooh.
So each,
Yeah,
okay. We've got a lot of really great stuff for everybody, and we'll be selling those raffle tickets tomorrow at our banquet as well.
Awesome. Okay, one more time. We have 2 things that we're talking about here. One more time, I guess, kind of circling back, kind of the importance of grad night. You have a daughter graduating this year?
Yes, Talia Bates.
Is she excited to, what's she excited about right now? Is she excited to be done with school? Is she excited for the party? Is she excited for whatever comes next for Talia?
Kind of all of the above with Talia. It's a very bittersweet for her ending high school. She will be going to WSU in the fall. She got admitted to the Honors College there. She's going for her veterinarian doctorate. So she's very excited to start college life. And she's absolutely excited about grad night. My kiddos don't really have a choice when it comes to helping out. They are there at everything. You know, we are, I'm putting in roughly about 30 hours a week solely on grad night. So the kiddos are a large part of that. They are at every single fundraiser. They are helping me do runs, going to the storage unit, dropping stuff off, picking stuff up, prepping for our meetings. Talia even subs in as our secretary for our meetings when my secretary has other obligations. So the kids are very much involved.
Very involved,
and all three of the kids helped with last year as well. So Talia got to see the interworkings of it and the results from it, which was really special. She's very excited for grad night.
Did she actually get like a, she get to see it the night of?
Yes,
she
they volunteered. Sneak preview? Did not have a choice when it came to volunteering. Okay. Even our youngest, and our youngest had a blast at the time. He was 12. And it's a full family event. We are working on grad night every single day.
So well, you have a, you have a challenge then, which is how, is any part of this going to be a secret from Talia?
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. But she is my shopping assistant. So last year, she helped me shop. And last year, our budget for gifts was $21,000. With that $21,000, I got $40,000 valued gifts. So we were able to shop smart. And she helps me shop. So she'll be doing all of the shopping with me, which also keeps me relevant on getting the gifts that the kids want.
Yes.
What's trendy, you know, what they're going to be happy with. But there's absolutely some surprises that she won't know about until the night of.
Okay, graduation night. I don't know. We've pretty much covered all the basics of it, I guess. Anything else to say about the just the importance of that?
Yeah, I just want to stress that grad night, it's not just a party. It's a true message from our community that we care about your future and we want to celebrate it with you in the right way. We want to show kids that they can have a good time that does not involve drugs and alcohol, and they can have a good time with anybody that's involved with their community. So that's really the big message that I'm trying to emphasize here. In our community in Bonner County, we have a lot of alumni. And if you went to high school at Sandpoint and graduated after 1974, you had a grad night. And we want you to help make an impact. The best way that you can do that, if you cannot volunteer because it is quite the undertaking, is to come to our banquet or reach out. You can contact me anytime at our email, which is shsgradnightparentcommittee@gmail.com. Or at 105 Main Street in downtown. We're open Tuesdays through Saturdays from 9 to 6. And let me know how you can get involved, because it does take a village to put on grad night, especially these days. It's a lot bigger than how it was in the 70s, 80s, or even 90s.
Erica, it's been a delight to talk to you.
Thank you for having me.
I see that Brendan Kelty is waiting in the wings to talk a little bit about what's coming up at the Panada Theater in the coming week.
He just
walked by the door, so I'll invite him in after I play a little music. Again, it's tomorrow night is the Red, White, and Bulldog Banquet.
Yes, sir.
5:30 p.m. is the Doors. Dinner at 6:30. Music by the Accidentals. Other entertaining events going on.
Lots of stuff.
Yeah, cool. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm going to play something. Let's see. We could play something by, how about the number one hit from 20 years ago?
Oh, perfect.
Okay.
Sounds great.
This will take you back.
Okay.
Knowing our listeners, I'm not sure everybody's going to, some people might turn this down.
Yeah.
Here we go. This in 2005, if you were looking forward to graduating high school at the time, you would have turned on the pop hit radio and you would have heard Gwen Stefani.
Oh, the kids are gonna love it. She's back.
Gwen is back.
Back, yes.
Okay. Well, there we go. Here's a classic by Gwen, kids. we'll be back with more of the morning show here on 88.5 KRFY right after this.
Like this. Few times I've been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen like that. Cause it ain't no holler back, girl. Ain't no holler back, girl. Few times I've been around.
Holla Back Girl, which was at number one at around this time in 2005. I think it actually officially hit number one on the charts next week. But it was climbing the charts during this time. We just escorted out Mrs. Erica Bates from the SHS Grad Night Parent Committee. She was the president. She is the president. Was last year. Will be again, it sounds like. Or I don't know if she'll be the president, but she'll be involved for several more years, aiming to make that night continue to be a success, as it has been since 1974. Okay, Brandon.
What a cool thing.
Brandon Kelty is here from the Panada Theater.
Good morning.
Before we talk about that, your own high school graduation, you did not go to an organized graduation night at all.
No.
Did you go to a big party at somebody's house or out in the woods?
It wasn't out in the woods. It was at somebody's house. And I would equate our graduation night to kind of a New Year's Eve where the expectations are high, but the follow through may have been a little below, par. Because everyone's scattered and they've got their families around them. And I do remember that I had a cigar that evening.
I don't think I had one that evening, but I remember having a cigar around that time. Not enjoying it as much as I thought I would.
I remember the theme song of that year was Green Day's, and I'm going to age myself, but Green Day's, that one that said, take the photographs and... That was the big soundtrack of the night.
That's a good... Well, right. Yeah, that was a good... that was a big, I think, perennial graduation sort of time, I don't know, song. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you hear that. I bet you hear that to this day. We got a recommendation for another good graduation song, which had occurred to me, actually. We thought, no, it's too obvious, that one, but also it's not entirely school positive, but Alice Cooper's School's Out.
Oh, yeah.
the thought occurred to me, and then it was like, well, I don't know. We'll play that. We'll get to it sometime today during Otto's Eclectic Mix. Okay, Brendan, what's coming up? Well, this weekend at the Panada, we spoke to them last week.
Yes.
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe is on stage all 3 days, 3 nights.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, all weekend long. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. So if you need an escape from Sandpoint and want to get away to Narnia, this is your chance. New theater group, Honey Pearl Productions, is putting this on, and it's great. I've watched it. I've watched it a couple times, and then all the audience that I've heard is just rave reviews. So highly recommended. You have one more weekend left to check it out, and the actors, actresses are great, and the production is, the costuming, everything is fantastic.
It just so happens that I think we have a pair of tickets to give away to that show. I'm not going to do it right this second. We're going to do it at the end of the program, so stay tuned. Probably when we play Alice Cooper's School's Out, we'll get into.
Yes. Because Narnia like Alice Cooper.
We played, I think last week we played The Lion Sleeps Tonight, which makes sense.
Good one.
Right?
Good one.
I don't know. There's... I could play Witchy Woman by the Eagles. That could be maybe. Well, okay. We're going to think about that. And in the meantime, what else is going on at the Panada Theater? And especially what's going on next? Is it Wednesday? Wednesday, the 30th?
Yeah. Yeah. POAC, Pondere Arts Council, is bringing Collision of Rhythm, which is this super fun duo, musical and dance duo. Imagine you're in a New York City subway station and there's just these amazing musicians kicking off with a crowd around them. That's kind of the vibe these guys give off. They play drums, piano, tap dancing, singing. And these guys are just multi-talented. They put on a fantastic show. They've been on a number of late night TV, where the musical slots. So, as always, POAC brings it, and this is going to be no different. Collision of Rhythm on Wednesday, April 30th at 7.
The Yeah, Wednesday night, the 30th. And I think, is that the end of their performing arts series for the 2024-25 season?
I believe so.
I believe so as well. Yeah. I guess I should verify that 100%. But I think it is. I think this is the closeout, the grand finale of the of POAC's performing arts series, and it's been a good one. They had a good year.
Oh yeah, they had a great run.
Then next week, is it already next weekend or the weekend after that? I guess is the Mother's Day, Canada Moms Gala.
Yeah, the first annual Canada Moms Gala or Gala, just depending on how
Gala.
So this is gonna be pretty epic. This is May 9th, 6 p.m. and it's an evening full of programming, including theater, music, dance, comedy, magic, and several auctions to carry the night through. Plus, local chefs are providing appetizer bites throughout the evening, and local restaurants are providing drinks. So it's going to be dress is kind of standpoint fancy, whatever that means to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So come along and check it out. Be there. Support the Pandas. We've got a lot of local musicians out that are going to be performing. Social hour, cocktail hour is 6 to 7, followed by two sets of entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And then three auctions after that. And the prize packages are outstanding. I mean, get on our social media, and we're going to be announcing those here this week.
Okay. That's the Friday before Mother's Day at the Panda Theater.
Yeah.
And you're going to have food there. Are people going to be eating in the theater? How are you going to pull that off? And then who cleans up afterwards?
Well, geez, you're touching on a lot of hot points here, Jack. There may be some special privileges allotted to the gala goers. It's going to be a mingle and socialize type of event, and so everyone's comfortable. So we're limiting tickets so that it is spacious and comfortable enough for people to mingle. So we're looking at we're going to sell about 250 seats so that it's comfortable. It's spread out. People can carry their drinks without getting bumped in their food bites without getting, running into their neighbors. But, I did want to mention that the auctions are raising funds for our operating budget. And the paddle raise event is going to, or our goal there is to reupholster the love seats, which I'm sure you know.
I do, yeah.
So, get in the spirit. We all know that those seats could use a little love, could use some extra cushioning. We're excited about it.
Those seats are, they're tough to get up from once you're down in them, at least.
Especially if you've had one or two of those high gravity draft beers from downstairs.
Yes. We had a household project of trying to reupholster a couch once.
We threw
it away. we gave up on that project.
Some things you hire out.
Yes.
You
know? And it is, it's worth the expense, but it is expensive. It's not easy to reupholster a vintage piece of furniture like that.
No.
So
we're going to be honoring, the folks that got the Panada, saved the Panada back in the 80s, hence the name Panada Moms.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of in the spirit, in honor of the Panada Moms, kind of the founding members or the founding, I don't know what you'd call it, purchasers of the Panada back in the mid 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are 30, 40 years later, and we're still running strong.
Mm-hmm. That's May 9th, right before Mother's Day, and an appropriate time of year to be doing that. Are we going to see you on stage during that? Have you announced any of the acts who are involved?
Yeah, so we've been doing lineup announcements throughout the past week. Again, check us out on check out our Facebook page. I should say one of the highlights is the Gothard Sisters. They'll be back, Celtic cool. trio, mm-hmm. Along with David Da Vinci, magician, illusionist,
mm-hmm.
and several others. We'll have involvement from Matt Goodrich, the piano director at the conservatory,
mm-hmm.
and Julie Wise, tribal and Bollywood style belly dancer, will be there.
Hey, hey.
So, and she's a prolific performer. She's, I'm sure a lot of St. Pointians have seen her at various festivals and events.
And that is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, okay. The next, or this weekend, again, is the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. The Wednesday, the 30th, at 7 p.m., is Collision of Rhythm, which, again, you compared it to sort of it's a street style, rough and tumble sort of a dance and musical ensemble. Yep. Beatbox, what is it? It says beatbox juggling, keynote speaker Bronkar Lee, and tap dancing virtuoso Aaron Williams. Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
The kind of talents that you almost can't believe, you know, humans are capable of.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what these guys pull off.
When's the last time there was a tap dancer of any kind on the Panada stage? Have you ever seen tap on the stage?
I'm thinking back to all, even the dance troupes in town, and I don't recall seeing
tap. I don't think tap is really part of the, part of the training around here. That's cool. A unique opportunity in that case for Collision of Rhythm on the 30th of April, which is a Wednesday night. All right. Yeah. Anything else you want to say before I give away a couple of tickets to The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe?
Well, I did want to give a low ticket warning out for Jim Messina on the next Thursday. So 1 week from now.
Okay.
Jim Messina, one of the founding members of Buffalo Springfield,
mm-hmm.
Groundbreaking group back in the 60s. So we have about 30 tickets left for him.
Okay.
That's where we're at for Jim Messina.
And that's, we haven't even said, mentioned that because I guess I thought that thing was already, I'm surprised that it's not sold out, but 30 yeah. tickets is not many, and those will probably go.
They'll probably go.
I would guess. So Jim Messina of course, okay, Buffalo Springfield. Toto?
No? Poco?
Poco. Yeah, okay, close. Poco.
Toto is a different jam. Toto's
different, yeah.
they sang Africa, I believe.
Yeah, they did, yeah. Poco and Loggins and Messina, as well as his solo career, and that is next Thursday. All right.
Yeah, basically a piece of American rock history here
mm-hmm.
coming through town.
That'll be cool. Okay, let's talk about this. This weekend, it's The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. It's live on stage. Honey Pearl Productions put it on. Local actors and talented performers staging this event and the stagecraft of it. I have not seen the show yet, but I have seen some of the costumes. I've seen some of the just the setup for it, and it's incredible. It's a really professional-looking show that they're putting on.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
And I'm not just saying this. I will tell you, the acting from 7-year-old Lucy
mm-hmm.
up to the White Witch and Aslan the Lion is fantastic.
Yeah.
So.
Both of the Witch and the Lion were in the studio last week, and we were just chatting as we do, like you and I are. And then at the very end, they each gave a little bit of just a 30 seconds of performance, and it was like different people suddenly entered the space. It was incredible. Okay. I do have a pair of tickets if I can find them here, for that show. You can go to, I think any night that you want of the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. If you want to any of the upcoming shows, they have, they definitely have one on Friday night. They have possibly two on Saturday night, and one on Sunday. And it sounds like maybe our winner is on the phone right now.
They're hungry.
Is this, might be cheating. I'm not sure if I can give you these tickets. Okay. I'm gonna give them away. We're going to play Bird Note and then Alice Cooper's Schools Out for Summer after that. Thanks, Brendan.
Thank you, Jack.
Okay. Thanks for listening to The Morning Show here on 88.5 KRFY.